please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about, will the real Tom Likas please stand up? Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass, all right, not a lame ass like some people. Yes, remember this fucking douchebag? Yes, this guy at the time was fucking cool. He stands for things, but now he's just a fucking lying little bitch. Yes, I remember he was away for a while, then he retired, and then he came back and he did a podcast. But then he fucked off because he wanted more money. Yes, I used to be a P1 of this fucking dirtbag. But then he wanted to charge people more money, and then also he gave me some advice that wasn't, let's say, good. So, in my opinion, fuck Tom Likas. He was good at the time, but now he's just a douchebag. Yeah, he should just fucking wither away and don't do nothing. Well, you can't hurt nobody. Yeah, it's just my opinion, of course. This guy could do whatever the fuck he wants. He got the money. But yeah, he wanted his P1s to give him more money. Yeah, at the time when he was doing his thing, mind you, on his own, not helping, no one helping him, which is cool. Yeah, this cocksucker wanted more than $10,000 a month. Mind you, he was getting this fixed income or whatever. Yeah, this was steady income for him from his P1s, which I was one. Yeah, but the fucker wanted more. So, yeah, I guess he still has his podcast or, well, he has the website. I don't know. I don't know, and I really don't care. Yeah, well, the point is, there's another guy that actually looks like him, but he actually has more balls than Tom Likas. Yeah, just saying. Yeah, this guy is talking shit to fucking women, the one that's down there. Not like Tom Likas. All he does is kiss his ass and then... Not his, you know, he doesn't kiss women's ass, just, you know, he wanted more money. He's just a greedy fuck. I don't think he's Jewish, but he acts like it, but, whatever. Well, let the real Slim Shady, Tom Likas, say what he needs to say. Go for it, buddy. The floor is all yours.
Can we watch this news anchor who reacted to Taylor Swift being engaged?
Taylor Swift is engaged.
I am...
That's pretty fucking stupid. Yeah, Swifties are retarded. Why don't you go to the kitchen and go make a sandwich after you finish sucking my dick, right? Yeah, women do some stupid shit and people subsidize these women. Don't do it, fellas. If you're not fucking them, they need to go out, right?
So much more frightened of the women that follow Taylor Swift religiously than I am of anyone who lives in Saudi Arabia, including the Bin Laden family, by the way.
Yes, fellas, women are stupid and there's more in mass than Habib's. So you gotta be careful of women because guys wanna fuck them and they cause damage. Just saying. So don't be stupid.
I hope to have dinner with, actually. The people that have chosen to make this woman's life their life. Her engagement is their engagement. The soundtrack of her life is the soundtrack to their life.
Man, women are fucking stupid. They associate with Taylor Swift so fucking much that it becomes their life. Yeah, girl, if you're gonna be doing that shit, you don't even have the fucking money. You're not gonna fuck a fucking football player. You're not gonna be making like billions of dollars fucking from doing music. Oh yeah, and incidentally, Taylor Swift supposedly is just a high-class hooker for the ultra elite. That's why she's famous, because she will go over there and fuck you if you're an elite pedophile. Or, yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, these rich people, they do some crazy shit, and they buy and sell people like if they were commodities. And unfortunately, some people are. Oh, Taylor Swift, hopefully you playing with those fucking Jews is worth it, because now they own you. Yay! Well, anyways, women are property, but that one is like the cream of the crop, I guess. So, enjoy.
Those women need to have burkas on them now.
Taylor Swift.
That's where we kind of differentiate, my friend. Fuck the burkas. I see you put them in forest breeding camps. Yeah, you want to fuck around? Okay, then. Then play with my cock, bitch. Enjoy. Yes, you turn them into human cows, and you make them breed your chitlins. Yay! Why not? They want to be fucking playing around, and women do have rape fantasies, so there you go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And then after she's like, 28 or so, you let her go. Then after that, she could be a citizen. Yes, Gonzo G has some crazy ass ideas, but yeah, you should vote for me. Yeah, like in Napoleon Dynamite? Vote for Pedro? Yeah, vote for Gonzo. Si, senor. Oh, yes. Yes, incidentally, I do love rape. Anyways.
Swift is engaged.
Burka.
Taylor Swift.
I got an idea. What if you just lobotomize her? Yeah, all you gotta do is shove a rod right under her nose, right inside to her brain, and you just gotta whack, stab that shit, and she'll be good. Look at this fucking bitch. She used to be a cunt and a whore, now she giggles. Yay! There you go.
Swift is engaged.
Burka!
Taylor Swift is engaged.
Acid attack.
This, come back.
Well, yeah, fuck it. You wanna throw acid on these bitches? Sure, why not? They're not gonna be with you anyway, so like that, nobody else would want her. Yeah, that's what she gets for fucking around. These bitches wanted to, you know, break your heart and start fucking around? Well, this was what happened. Yes, fellas, if a woman starts fucking with you, you give her an acid bath. And there you go, bitch. Now everybody knows that you're a bitch and a whore. Yeah, instead of giving them a scarlet letter, you give them the scarlet... Well, I guess it is a scarlet letter. A scarlet A for acid. It's supposed to be adultery, but there you go. Enjoy. Oh, remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. So are you entertained? Huh? Yes, Gonzo G's a fucking piece of shit, but I don't give a fuck. Just saying.
To me.
Virtue police.
Posted it.
Get her.
Oh my god. Oh, it's he.
Exactly. We should get the thought police on this bitch. Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to start policing women so they don't go run amok and start doing stupid shit. Yes, that's what's wrong. They have too many rights. We need to take all their rights away, and then little by little we give them back. To a certain extent, like voting and driving and going to school and all that shit, you only need that. You only need probably at the most a fourth, maybe a sixth grade education. You need to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Just because, you know, you do have to deal with money, how to bake a cake, and stuff like that. Yeah, you'll need to know how to balance a checkbook because you're not a man, and you are just a woman, and are kind of fucking stupid. Just staying. I mean saying, not staying, but you know what I mean, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Huge, the ring is ginormous!
In the house. In the house. Not allowed out of the house.
Oh my.
Agreed. She should be barefoot in the kitchen making sandwiches and babies. Yeah, that's what she needs to worry about, not what Taylor Swift is doing. Yeah, why is she being a reporter? She fucking reports on stupid shit. Who gives a flying fuck about Taylor Swift's life? I don't give a fuck. I'm not fucking Taylor Swift. Neither this bitch. You're not fucking gonna live her life through osmosis or whatever the fuck kind of delusion this chick is thinking. But yeah, I agree with this dude. This bitch should be at home taking care of the children. But no, she'd rather work and be a strong, independent woman. But where's the man? Where is he? Where's your husband? He's gone, right? Gonzo. Gone away like just like all the bad ideas, right? They just linger on like a bad habit. But anyways, let's continue.
My God.
In the house now.
Oh my God.
You're out of the house without your husband. Jail. Jail.
Agree. This chick should be in prison and she's not at home. Yeah, I bet she is a lesbian. She doesn't have a man. What a fucking cunt. Yes, send her to prison, arrest her, because she shouldn't be working, in my opinion. She should be at home raising children and being a loving mother and wife. But no, she'd rather work because she's supposed to be strong and empowered, which is bullshit, just saying.
On her Instagram. Oh my god.
Honor killing.
I feel like Paul Revere right now.
Stop.
This guy wants to fucking stone her to death. How about instead of stoning her to death, you rape her to death? Yeah, I think her pussy will have better use, don't you think? She could serve Project Mayhem in other ways, right? Well, I think she should just be a rape slave. Yeah, just put babies inside of her and just have her crank out babies. Yeah, you don't have to kill her. You could just repurpose her. Just saying.
Stoner, honor killing.
This is a very
honor killing in the town square. And I'm supposed to be scared of Saudi Arabia?
Well, guess what, guy? Most people are pussies nowadays. They don't want to fight. They're scared. So you can't be a bitch. No, you gotta stand up for this shit. Yeah, you stand up to it. Yeah, use the force. Stand up. Don't let these bitches get you. You see a fucking your target in front of you. All you gotta do is just put it in your crosshairs, and then you pull the trigger. Or they say you squeeze. You don't pull. So yeah, friends, be like Darth Vader and use your dark powers to get your agenda or whatever forward. Yes, because the future's gonna be difficult. So you gotta also grow with the times and become strong. Because the time won't wait for you. You're gonna get fucked if you get left behind. Just saying, friend, so don't do it.
I'm supposed to be scared of Saudi Arabia. This is the news. CBS News. If you broke down in tears.
Hey man, I'm just telling you, this is just a little word of advice. Taylor Swift is just nothing but propaganda. They're using her just to distract you. Yes, friends, there's more things out there that's really fucked up. That they're using people like Taylor Swift to cover things up. Yeah, the world is really fucked up. But no, everybody's worried about what this fucking chick is fucking and who she's marrying, all this other shit. Fuck celebrities. Being famous is bullshit. Yeah, there's other things out there that are more important than fucking fame and chasing some fucking worthless bitch. Yeah, don't be a fucking loser. I'm just telling you, the world is already fucked up. Don't fall for the propaganda and the bullshit. But this woman is just retarded, right? Yes, friends, our world is being controlled by these rich elite pieces of shit. But what can you do? Nothing. But just take care of your own personal life. Yeah, become stronger. Do weights. Yeah, lift some weights. Yeah, start eating more healthier. Yeah, if you want to party, that's cool. But keep it to a minimum because life is gonna be fucked up. I'm just saying.
Because Taylor Swift got engaged to that vaccine shill, you need a burqa draped on you now, acid in the face.
Yes, friends, unfortunately we don't have any good role models anymore. All the guys in our life are fucking pieces of shit. Me? Oh, I guess I'm just a mixed bag. I'm trying to be a good person, trying to redeem myself. I don't want to be a piece of shit. I'm trying to do the best things with what I got. Yeah, friends, that's why people are just fucking stupid. Yeah, you gotta lead by example. Don't be a piece of shit. You gotta be the change. Because if you're not, you're part of the problem. So don't do that, friends. It's just a little word of advice. Yeah, so better become strong. Become the soldiers that I know you can be. Just saying. Yes, friends, so you have to become stronger. So yeah, let's become stronger together. Yes, because the world is going to be faking gay. Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of people going to try to steal your productivity. So yeah, with you and I, we'll build a good community. And we're going to build something that'll be worth fighting for. Yes, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And don't be that fucking anything. So fuck them. Alright, friends? So take care of yourself, alright? Goodbye.
I've been waiting on this day to tell you how much I hate this fucking house. The waters, all the shit that you ordered, all of the shit. I hate it. I hate this house. I hate that you ordered shit. You are the fucking laziest fucking house in this whole goddamn neighborhood. You're inconsiderate. You're full of shit. I fucking hate everything about y'all. I hate it. All you have to do is fucking order the store from Walmart pickup or Central pickup or whatever and go put the shit in your own truck and go do it your fucking self. You are the laziest sons of bitches ever. And then people bring this shit. We break our backs, we break our necks, we break our nails, we break everything to bring you this shit. And you're ungrateful as fuck. I hope you know that.